broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. When we say a better deal, we mean it. Spring into Honda North today and test drive the 2018 Civic, named the best small car best buy of 2018 by KBB.com. Buying or leasing, we've got a better deal waiting for you at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob Cupp with you, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we're ready to play you some local music tonight and talk about something very special that we have going on now that we've turned the calendar to May, and that's our Rock Done Right tour stop for May. We're going to visit with some folks to talk a little bit about Robin's Home, which is going to be the beneficiary of the event coming up May 18th at the American Legion Post in Lindora. Benefit concert for the Robin's Home, which is supportive housing for women's veterans and their children. We'll be talking a lot about that. Good to have you on board tonight. Good night. Good evening, Utah. It's good to be back in the studio with you and get ready to play some local music here tonight.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob? You know, one of the cool things about the Rock Done Right tour is that about half of the stops are for charitable causes, and I should say local charitable causes. So this one in May is no exception. The money is all staying right here locally to benefit local causes. So I just hope that you'll come out, check this out, come through the door. You can only stay 5 minutes. Or you can come for the evening. Either way, just please stop out and check it out.
Well, we know when we found out in person, our listeners sure love to help veterans. And when we're talking about female veterans and homelessness, I would certainly hope that they'll want to help rally that cause for something that really is now getting a face on something that we didn't know about or maybe we didn't pay attention to is a better way of phrasing it. But six local bands going to be a part of it, and it's going to be a great evening. And I guess you could say that maybe this will be another appetizer for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in July, which will just be a nice little sample, because for that, there's going to be like 20 bands happening July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. And I've been seeing a lot of posts regarding Cooper's Lake Campground and how much people enjoy going there, and how in the past it used to be an open opportunity. You could go out there and camp, and now it has become specialized into different events. But I saw they were responding to their people and saying, hey, there's going to be the first part of June, going to be an open camping weekend. People can go out and check it out. So there you go. There's another opportunity for you to go out. And if you haven't been out there, go out and check it out. Stay for the weekend, because I know once you do that, you're going to want to come back for July 13th and 14th and into the 15th for the Band Jam.
I love camping there. I think it's just a wonderful place. Great people, great atmosphere. There's nothing wrong with that place whatsoever. Love going out there and staying.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility. Boy, you could get lost for days out there. It's how big it is. I don't think people realize how big the area is. It's phenomenal. And you can be as primitive as you want, or you can be hooked up as you want if you are staying. And you don't necessarily have to camp to be a part of the Band Jam. You can come in and out. $20 is the admission price, and that's a ticket. That's a cost that's good for the entire weekend. So you can make it whatever you'd like to make out of it for that weekend. So just know there's going to be a lot of great music, and I know something that you'll definitely want to be a part of. You're going to want to be there for the announcement of the Grassy Award, and you never know when that's going to happen, because it may or may not be connected to a band that weekend. That's going to be in the hands of the listeners out there when the voting occurs in June.
Wow, we're doing that in just a couple weeks here, I think, announcing the Grassies, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yeah, so far, over the first 5 years, the winner of the Grassy Award has been a performer, but that is never a guarantee, so we'll see how it goes down. And like you said, you've got to be there to be the first to know.
That's right, because we know the lineup. The lineup is set, and you can go to thebandjam.com and see every band that's going to be there, every musician that is going to be there. That's already preset. We don't even know the nominees for the Grassy right now. We have some ideas. We each have our own ideas, but until that is finalized and the arm wrestling occurs we run around the building five times over to decide what's going to happen and then throw it out to the listeners to vote on it, that's not decided yet.
I'm still tweaking my list. I'm still just a little tweak here and tweak there. And typically, only about half of my songs make it into the nominee list. So
Yeah, I mean, that shows you how in depth it is.
It ain't totally up to me. It's not totally up to you.
That's right.
It's up to you, the listeners. Get on them phones. Get on the email. Get on the Facebook. Request your favorite local band. Makes a big difference.
It really does, because we do listen to that. We pay attention to you, the listeners out there. So I hope you'll root for somebody to get on the list. I had created my list, and I've even been tweaking it. actually, haven't taken anybody off the list.
Okay.
I've tweaked songs, though, which is kind of cool.
Oh, okay, because I was wondering, because you were all like, you had your chest puffed out here a few weeks back. I got my grassy list done, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
But now, hey, I'm hearing you're tweaking it.
Well, and hey, I mean, we're only, until the show happens, until the nominations have been out, there could be somebody popping up here in the next week that puts something out, and we know it has to be a part of that. You just never know. Yeah, there's my list, but see, you can see there's some scratches on it, and we'll see where it goes. My list might not even, never mind, there'll be a single one on there that makes it. Who knows?
So. That's one of the great parts of doing this show is we get to meet so many new people and hear so much new music, and we're just, like, flabbergasted sometimes. Like, wow, how did we never have heard of that before? So you're right.
Yeah.
A week, the episode before.
Yeah.
Could be
a game changer.
Game changer. Game changer.
Yeah. Well, we're so excited to just get geared up. The kind of the flagship of our show is the Band Jam, and we're excited to be back again at Cooper's Lake. They have been so supportive of the event and its growth. The Tin Can Rally tourists are going to be coming back from all over multiple states. We're excited to have the local McDonald's restaurants back with us as well. Lamatt Productions, of course. Huffnagel and Majors, they're going to have a display model out there. And, hey, if you need a place to stay, and maybe you're out there thinking, I think I'm going to get a trailer sometime and go hauling around. Well, what a great opportunity to sample one. And you could get rent one for the weekend, and they'll come bring it up and set it up and take care of it for you. So, there's a lot of different facets that can be done at the Band Jam. Of course, May 18th, that's going to be the next topic here. We have a Rock Done Right tour stop to help out the Robbins home, and we're going to kick off the night, actually, playing a couple of tunes from musicians who will be a part of that night, and we'll kind of give you a little sample size of what's happening on May 18th.
Yeah, we're going to have Gary Burke III and his band County Line there, and he has been he's a guest not too long ago. And he's been releasing a new song, it seems like, every couple months now. So he has been pretty active in the recording process, songwriting and recording process. So,
yeah.
I say we throw on his song, This Is.
Yeah, and this is something that was recorded at our first segment sponsor here tonight, Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. Gary recorded this song at Meat Locker, so you'll get a chance to hear that and hear the great production that was done by Jim Harpell and his staff down at Meat Locker Recording Studio. So we'll do that and follow that up with a gentleman who has put together a kind of a different band for him, and that's our friend Mo Nelson.
Yeah, it's a band called Pixelated. It's sort of a 90s cover band, I guess, that he's got going. But three of the guys in that band are all from the Mo Nelson band. And actually, Mo's playing bass in the Pixelated band. So, yeah. So he's got a lead singer and a front man for that. But we don't have any Pixelated songs, so we'll do some Mo Nelson band and a song called Strong and the Proud.
All right, let's get at it here, and then we'll visit in depth and find out what Robbins Home is all about. They are the beneficiaries of the Rock Done Right tour stop on May 18th. It's the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
This ain't no runaway train, a red-hot flame that's bound to burn out. I've been there and I've done all that before, but no more. This ain't no routine life with a Stepford wife just hanging around. I don't want no part of that, I'm holding on to what I've had. Cause this is a natural high, a roller coaster ride that's never ending. A fine red wine that ages with time, just keeps getting better. May not be paradise, we fuss and fight, but I love this life, 'cause I know my heart, my soul, every time we kiss, what this is. space and not like mine. That's fine. This ain't no cheating thing. Don't need a flame to satisfy me. It took me a while to find. The more we love, the more I like it. This is a natural high roller coaster ride that's never ending. This is a fine red wine that ages with time, just keeps getting better. May not be paradise, but we cuss and fight for the love this life. Cause I know in my heart, my soul, every time we kiss, what this is. Never ending. This is a fine red wine that ages with time, just keeps getting better. May not be paradise, but we fuss and fight for the love this life. Cause I know my heart, my soul, every time we kiss, what this is. Yeah, yeah, what this.
Just as fast as anyone can. But I picked up this old guitar, started playing out my heart, and I'll never forget the strong and the proud.
And the strong.
Beach, and I have some friends today in the sand. Oh, when November comes, we remember all the ones we lost and the ones that fought for us to be free. Let the strong.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com. This particular segment of our show is being brought to you by the Rainbow Inn for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun.
And bucko games.
And bucko games. At one point, since our last conversation about the buckos, they were in first place.
Yes, and then they were like worst in the league, and then back. And
then
so
back
we,
in first
we
place.
We just can't discuss it in this format anymore.
Yeah, but just go see them.
It's like the weather.
Watch them on television at the Rainbow. 323 2nd Street in Freeport, one of our longest-running sponsors. In fact, they're our longest-running sponsor overall of the show here tonight, and we're very excited to have an opportunity to sit down and chat about the upcoming Rock Done Right tour stop, because guess what, folks? If you didn't notice it in the past week, we changed our calendar from April to May, and that means coming up here in just a few short weeks, an opportunity for you to help out local women's veterans, in particular, those who may be displaced or homeless, because that's what the Robbins Home is all about, and we're going to find out a little bit about that tonight and set the stage for a Friday night of great music. And you just heard a couple of tunes, as we mentioned, leading into it, two of the six that you'll get an opportunity to see that night. It's Friday, May 18th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Lindor American Legion Post. That's the one up on top of the hill in Lindor. You can't miss it because there's a huge tank out in front. And we'll be sending that tank to your house if you don't come and support the cause. We want to welcome to the program the program founder of Robbins Home, Mary Chitwood, who's back with us. Mary, good to see you again.
Hello.
And joining Mary is Lindsay Burrick, who is the executive director of Connect Incorporated, which is an affiliate of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Human Services Organization. And Lindsay, we welcome you to the program.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
First of all, let's start with Connect Incorporated. Sure. and find out a little bit about what it's all about.
Sure. So Connect Incorporated is in its 23rd year of operations. We started in 1995 as a program, actually started as a VISTA grant program with all volunteers helping homeless in the Mon Valley area, and is now grown to about 66 employees. We house thousands of individuals annually between emergency shelters, permanent supportive housing, and various types of housing programs. So our mission with Connect is to develop an operate social services specifically around homelessness issues in the region of southwestern PA.
Okay, so kind of encompassing multiple counties?
We do. Actually, Robbins Home will be our first program in Butler County. We have operated in Washington, Westmoreland, and Greene counties for the last 23 years.
So when we say about women's homelessness and women veterans in particular, I think that maybe is something that people don't pay attention to because maybe they don't know it exists, but it is a real problem, isn't it?
It really is, and Mary can speak more to it, but it also, just from my perspective and all the data and research that we've done, it is the fastest growing homeless population out of the veterans. So, yeah.
And I wonder, you wonder why that is. Is it because we expect more problems with maybe men who have been serving in the military?
I think there definitely is a connotation or a stigma surrounding that.
Yeah.
But absolutely. But I think that the females in our veteran services definitely have a compounding issue with PTSD and military sexual trauma. There's a lot of things that could happen to them while they serve, and I think they come back with a lot of issues that need help.
Yeah, and Mary, I know this is very close to you, the Robbins Home and the name surrounding it. But this is a real issue with especially those that have served in the military coming back with mental disorders and dealing with issues. And a lot of times, you know, it's ignored, and you're finding that out, especially on the female side.
Yeah, currently in Butler, in the last 3.5 years, 30 female veterans were unstably housed or homeless. Typically, female veterans are mothers and have children or care providers. Unfortunately, compared to our male counterparts, we have housing solutions for our males. We have Mecklen-Shakley, Tomorrow's Hope. If they're a single male veteran and they're homeless, they can reside there. However, we don't have anywhere to place our female veterans. So Robin's Home will bridge that gap and provide those services.
Tell us a little bit about the background surrounding the name and how that came to be. Because that really, I think, will put a face to a lot of people, or for a lot of people.
So Robin Arnold was an Army veteran. She was 100% service-connected for post-traumatic stress disorder and military sexual trauma. She resided in Butler. She was a member of American Legion Post 778. She was a very close friend of mine. January 27th of 2017, she passed away 3 days after having surgery. So this was just a way to honor her memory.
Yeah, and that's where the name comes from.
Yes.
And obviously this is a home that is not open yet, but you're getting there. You're
correct.
Trying to get that open this year, and that's one of the things that the Rock Down Right Tour stop will help to hopefully benefit.
Yeah, the goal is to open our doors in July. It's three phases for the completion of the home because it's four stories. The first phase will include the first floor, which would be your first floor bedroom, a first floor bath, your common areas, your kitchen, dining room, living room. Second floor will have four bedrooms and a bath. That's the phase we're primarily focused on right now. Mm-hmm. Any donations that we receive is going to purchase the materials to complete the work.
Yeah. Can I just say, I want to just commend Mary because she has been amazing and she has gotten all of the labor basically donated.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We have so far not had to pay for any labor to the renovations of the house. So
yeah. The support from the community has been extremely overwhelming. So it's been really amazing for everybody to, you know, come out and support the cause and their female veteran population.
And it was a local business that stepped up and purchased the home, correct?
Yeah, Dennis Baglier. He is our purchaser. So he is our financer. So,
that's awesome to give you the opportunity to have this location. And now it's an older home, so it needs to be refurbished, updated, and gotten ready to house more than, I mean, this isn't just going to be one person or family moving into this.
Right. Well, Wayne has a couple of females per room.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the ultimate goal? I mean, how many, obviously you have a four-story home. Mm-hmm. Is there an ultimate goal to say this is how many rooms we want to put together and hopefully have a goal of helping X amount of people?
Yeah, the house will consist of seven bedrooms.
Okay.
At the max capacity, we could house 14 single female veterans or six families and six single female veterans. That's our max capacity.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
we have a lot of room to grow, which has been amazing because, you know, you don't want to get a smaller home and then, you know, you run out of space quickly.
Right,
so
this
will be unique for Butler and just female veterans in general to be able to finally bring issues that affect female veterans to the forefront and to change that stigma that a lot of people hear a veteran and they automatically think it's a male.
Right.
You do have female veterans in your community.
Yeah. And that's why I approached the intro like that, because I think the common, you know, when you hear a veteran and homeless, you're instantly thinking of a male.
Yeah.
And women are very, very a big part of our military and those that are on the battlefield.
And women are the fastest growing numbers in the military right now. That's why we're expecting to see an increase in homelessness among female veterans.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
And providing a home isn't the only thing that you're setting about to do here, correct?
Right.
You plan on connecting them with the community and resources within the community.
When females refer to Robin's Home, she will complete an intake, and that intake will to assess what led to the housing crisis. Where were the barriers that were in place? Is it employment? Is it financial literacy? Is it lack of income? So during that process, we'll determine what led up to that housing crisis, and then she'll be assigned a case manager, and they will work together to eliminate those barriers. So when she transitions from Robin's Home, she goes into permanent housing that she's able to sustain. We'll have weekly classes at the home to address employment, how to file disability claims, financial literacy, and those classes are open to any female veteran that resides in Butler County. That way we can start building a support system with our female veterans. That was what's kind of really unique about having a home where they reside in instead of having several apartments like throughout the city to place them in so they can build that support system with each other. A lot of female veterans feel that no one can relate to what they've gone through. Mm-hmm. Statistics show 3 out of 4 females that served in military experience military sexual trauma. And most likely if they experience that, then they're diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. So building that community within themselves will be amazing to see.
Sure will, sure will. And obviously then the ultimate goal is this isn't a permanent place for them. This is a stop where they can mm-hmm. kind of gather things together, and whether it's them by themselves or with their family, they can get the help they need and progress mm-hmm. into recovery, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a unique design of the house is that the administrative offices are going to be completely separate from the residential piece of the house. So if other caseworkers from outside the community need to come visit, they'll have a separate entrance and they'll be on a separate floor. So we don't have to impede on that living space mm-hmm. for them.
So it will give them a true sense of home mm-hmm. in their
and
own
safety,
place.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we're having those classes every week, and any female veteran that resides in Butler can come to those mm-hmm. classes. Even if they don't want to attend the class because this class, they're stably housed, maybe they're employed, but they're still welcome to come to the home and meet other female veterans and start to build that support system.
Will there be a particular day that these classes are housed and being occurred, or is there a regimen people can, you know, if you talk to a female that's going through this or if they're listening, that they can kind of regularly say, okay, this is a place I can go and, mm-hmm. and check in on this?
We'll be during business hours, so Monday through Friday. We'll be collaborating with community partners to come in and facilitate those classes.
Okay.
Whenever we have those set up, we'll share with the VA Butler, and other community partners can share it, and then we'll share on our Facebook page on our website as well.
So I think it'll be based on need as well, and mm-hmm. so I think it'll be, you know, unique to each group of individuals that is currently living there at that time, what their needs are too.
That's awesome. We're going to dive into the evening that is coming up on Friday, May 18th, and let you know a little bit about what you can expect that night and provide more information as well regarding Robin's Home. But let's jump into a couple of more songs. We've been featuring some of the bands that we're going to have on Friday night, May 18th. Again, the event runs from 5 to 11 o'clock. We're going to have 6 different acts performing throughout that evening, Utah, and that'll be just a great night to share the fellowship of music, but also know that you're helping out an awesome cause.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of veterans that'll be performing themselves at this show also, and of course we'll have our friends Lamatt Productions along to help make this thing sound awesome.
That's awesome, and we're going to have a little Youngstown boogie going on that evening, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have Save Yourself coming rolling into town, and they're going to be sharing the stage for this benefit as well.
Yeah, and we'll play a little bit of them and have some Martin Vincent, who was a past guest, also is a veteran, and writes some very, very moving material that is very well connected to what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, this song, Boulevard of Tears, is pretty much pulled from that.
Yeah, let's give it a listen, and we'll continue our visit with Lindsay and Mary here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, getting you set for the Robin's Home Benefit, the Rock Done Right Tour stop here this month, coming up on May 18th.
Well, if you're looking for some fun tonight, come down to the place where they will make you feel right. Forget about your troubles, have some fun. Stop on down when the workday's done. This is the best party around. Call all your friends, tell them come on down and do the Youngstown Boogie.
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 Your friends, this is the party that never ends. Here's some blues, some rock and roll, mixing some funk and maybe some soul. Hey, this is the best party around. Call all your friends, tell them come on down and do the Youngstown Boogie.
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 Do the Youngstown Boogie. Youngstown Boogie in Youngstown, Ohio tonight. Stop by VE, then jump in your car. Drive on up to the Brick House Bar.
Let's go Youngstown, do it for the yo. Then head on out to Canfield and the Diletto. MV Live Music, it's out of sight, and it's the homegrown show on Sunday night. And do the Youngstown Boogie.
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 Do the Youngstown Boogie in Youngstown, Ohio tonight. Ohio tonight.
As I walk this hard, cold road, I watch the time going by. Feel this pain deep inside my bones. Tears are showing through my eyes. Many friends, they come and they go. Always leave this world alone. Their value measured by the treasures they leave behind. But give me love instead of gold.
Pray show me kindness and love.
Mankind's treasures that we need in this world are in our hearts to plant the seed. Still I try to walk this way, path of love and not a hate. Remembering all my pain and fears through these years,
I walk this boulevard of tears.
As the children, they look on,
they look on,
while they learn from you and me. In generations yet to come,
yet to come,
let's break this chain of misery. Make this road a street of joy, bringing love to everyone. A life of peace, not a war. Legacy for years to come.
Lonely boulevard, I walk this boulevard.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Coming back here on the Grassroots Show tonight, the Rock Station 97.7, setting the stage for our May Rock Done Right Tour stop at the Lindor American Legion, the benefit concert for Robin's Home, which is going to provide supportive housing for women's veterans and their children, if necessary. And this particular segment of our show tonight is brought to you by Bros' Superette, which is high on the hill and right on the price, top of South Main Street Hill and Rockenstein Avenue. And stop on by and get yourself some great vittles to grill out, because the weather finally showed us that summer is literally just over a month away. I think we just skipped spring, you know? Not complaining. Just saying.
Yeah, except the grass is 3 feet tall now.
Well, yeah.
Grew pretty fast.
Once you get the cold weather gone and the frost off of it, why, it started to spring up pretty good. Well, springing up pretty good here is something that is going to help local women veterans. And we're very excited to have an event on our Rock Done Right tour this year to help that cause. Six local bands or artists are going to be performing the night of May 18th. And that's a Friday night. And the doors are going to open at 5. It's going to run through 11. So hopefully you can come, stay for the evening, enjoy all the music. Or if you can just pop in and out, whatever is at your disposal, we just hope you'll support the cause. And there's free admission that night.
Yeah, we're kind of basing this in the same manner as the wall benefit we did for the Traveling Vietnam Wall. So if you can only come for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, we just encourage you to stop in, see what's going on, make a donation, get in on the raffles, whatever, and go about your business. We just want you to come through the door. And if you want to come and stay with us all night, well, we've got six great bands that are rocking through the evening.
That's awesome. And again, the proceeds from the night are going to go help with Robin's Home, which is currently under construction. Basically, it's a home that is already there but is being converted for use. And I would imagine with regard to that, and by the way, I should back up again, Lindsay Burrick and Mary Chitwood are with us here to talk about Robin's Home and Connect Incorporated, which is facilitating the home. There's going to be a lot of facets to the home itself that are going to need help. I mean, obviously, you're getting a lot of donations right now as far as manual labor and things like that, but you've probably got to furnish that home as well, so there's going to be a need for a lot of different things that people can help with as well.
Yeah, Operation Troop Appreciation is a nonprofit based out of West Mifflin. They are donating beds, bedding, towels, kitchen pots and pans, all that to outfit the home. Some people in the community has also reached out and they have bedroom furniture to donate. We do need, of course, living room furniture. Kathleen Hawk, who sold the home, donated furniture, some dressers and dining room table. But there's a lot of other stuff we will be in need of. Window treatments.
Yeah, and I think ongoing as well as girls, you know, move from the home and move into the community, or families move into the community, you know, there's always things that they can use. Anything that you would think, if you had to start all over again and furnish a new home, what would you need? And so, you know, dishes, pots, pans, kitchen utensils, anything like that. In addition, you know, things that sometimes are difficult to buy that we don't necessarily think of, but, you know, maybe diapers for children or over-the-counter medications, those types of things are always really important to help as well for people who are just trying to get back up on their feet.
So just about anything that you can use in a home.
Absolutely.
Could be advantageous if you're looking at making a donation, or maybe you were going to have that garage sale or whatever, and you've had some items that you were thinking about getting rid of. They might be put to good use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and items for children as well, because they'll have children. So pack and plays, high chairs, toys of all ages, some clothes.
If somebody out there listening is saying, wow, I may have some of these things, how did they get to you? How can they get in touch with you and say, hey, I have some of these items. Would you like to have it? How, you know, where do I take it?
They can message me on our Facebook page, and we also have a website, or they can send me an email.
Okay. And your Facebook page, describe
Robin's
that.
Home.
Robin is specifically catering to Robin's Home, mm-hmm. and that'll help people find kind of a direct link to get information to.
And if anybody wants to help volunteer while we're just updating the home right now, mm-hmm. just a lot of cosmetic stuff that we are doing to the home, paint. We have to strip down the floors and refinish them. We have some yard work that needs done. So really anybody with any skill set, you know, wants to help and volunteer, they can reach us on that as well.
Fantastic. And so any kind of donations, any kind of volunteering help, and of course if you stop Friday night, May 18th, you can get information that night as well and find out a little bit more about what's going on. But we certainly hope people will come out and support the cause, and certainly hope that you know, we can put a face to some of these women veterans that are in need of the help that hasn't been provided in the county yet. For the female side of things. So, you know, this is going to be a great opportunity, I think, for people to understand that there is a need out there.
Yes.
Yeah. So that night, we're going to have a lot of different things going on. There's going to be, I probably would imagine, 50-50s and basket raffles and all kinds of different things that folks can get and take part in.
Yes. I attended the Vietnam Traveling Wall Benefit y'all did. So I'm a member of the American Legion in Lindora.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was amazing, the support that the community gave.
So it'll be a similar kind of night, you know, where you just sit back and enjoy a nice evening of donating and having a good time and, you know, at the same time serving that need or fulfilling that need and helping the cause.
And we should throw the challenge out right now because we raised a pretty decent amount of money that night. It was a little over $10,000. Mm-hmm. So let's do that again on May 18th. Let's do at least $10,000.
And this home, it's community. Like, this home is for your community, so mm-hmm. any support you give is staying in your community. It's helping the female vendors that's in your community, and we just want to have this home be incorporated into the community, be part of the community.
Yeah. I'm curious, too, to find out how these women veterans are found. Are there people that are seeking help at the VA? You know, I mean, they've obviously fallen through cracks somewhere. Is that the biggest connection? Is it women that are seeking help at the VA? Or is it just word of mouth sometimes where there's a women veteran out there that's dealing with this and is homeless?
There's personally speaking, and facilitating a group for female veterans at the Butler VA, a lot of women don't identify as being a veteran. A lot of the agencies that help people that are in need, they ask, have you ever served in the military? That way we can really track to see, like, yes or no. Mm-hmm. Because if you ask somebody, are you a veteran? They'll tell you, well, no, I'm not, even though they served in the military. So several resources are out there that people call in that need help. You have 211, that's a referral system through United Way. Mm-hmm. And then PA Serves, they strictly focus on veteran service members and their families.
We also did get a lot of data, not just from the VA, but we got a lot of data from Catholic Charities right here in Butler as well.
Yeah.
They are like the single point of contact now for homelessness in Butler County. So we went straight to them to get data from them as well.
Okay, so referrals are helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Catholic Charities, the Butler VA homeless team. So there's several ways to identify a woman who served in the military that is in need of help.
Will there be a time limit that they're going to be in your home? Is there a goal, or is it just a case-by-case scenario where, you know, it's all about getting them into a better place and helping them sustain themselves? I'm just curious, you know, is there a time frame when a woman comes to Robin's Home? Is she going to be there a year, 6 months? You know, is there a goal to help get them in a particular time frame format?
It'll be case by case.
Yeah.
Once they complete the intake process and we assess their needs, and then they will work on those goals with their case manager. And every month, you know, as a team, we'll meet to see where they've at, what goals have they accomplished, because we don't want to transition them too soon into permanent housing where they can't sustain that, and then they re-enter back into homelessness.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's case by case.
Okay. But there'll be a lot of help there for them, no
yes.
doubt about it. Well, we certainly hope that everybody will come out and support the cause, enjoy some music, bring some extra dollars. Hopefully Friday's your payday, and you can come out and share it and help out the cause to get Robin's home off and running in grand style. And it certainly sounds like that you've gotten to that point where things are moving along very quickly for you. So, again, any facet of volunteering, donating, whatever you can provide is going to be a prime opportunity for Friday, May 18th. And again, there's no admission charge that night. It's just a free will donation if you'd like to make it, or get in on the raffles and such, and maybe take something home with you.
And if you can't make it and you still want to make a donation, go to our Facebook website, or go to our, well, go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can donate from there or our website.
And you can also, through the event page as well, donate. So send them checks in.
All right. Rock Down Right Tour.
You can't make it.
And what is your website, Mary?
Robinshome.org.
.org. And that's important to remember, .org. Or just hop on Facebook, Google up Robin's Home, and it'll pop right up for you. So, well, we appreciate the efforts of what is happening here in the community, and certainly hope that a lot of female veterans get the help that they need here in the very near future. We appreciate Lindsay Burke and Mary Chitwood joining us here tonight, and we'll look forward to having a fun time on Friday, May 18th.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's play a couple more tunes featuring the bands that will be there. So far tonight, we've heard from Gary Burke III, and his band County Line will be there. Mo Nelson with his new pixelated group, and we're anxious to see the debut of that.
Yeah, we didn't have an original song to play by them, so we just throw on some Mo Nelson there, of course. But yeah, it's his little 90s tribute band, I think, he's got going.
And Save Yourself and Martin Vincent, and we've got a couple more, too, including the Noble Hops Band, who will be on hand, and we'll play a tune called Grace that Utah wrote and does very, very well.
All right, and I say we throw on Dinner Bell Road as well, because they're going to be there, and Cookie is a veteran himself, and he wrote this song called Yellow Footsteps about his experience.
Yeah, his experience of going away from home and joining the military. It's very, very moving. So, again, thanks to Mary and Lindsay joining us tonight. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
He's headed south on a Greyhound bus, and it's the most scared he's ever been. His destination, an old island on the Carolina shore, and he doesn't know what to expect. He ain't had it easy, most would say he's had it rough, but he don't complain to anyone. His choice was simple, coal mining or shooting a gun, and he hopes it's one he won't regret. That Greyhound bus stops on a dime. He runs out to stand in line, and he looks down to see the yellow footprints teach him how to stay. The yellow footprints, his first steps to being a man. The yellow footprints, where so many stood before. Yellow footprints are just what he was looking for.
stranger to working hard and doing what he's told. From what he can tell, he's fitting in. Yes sir, no sir, it's all he says, it's all they want to hear. And he don't give them nothing more. It really sounds at a quarter to five. He jumps out of his bunk to stand in line, just like that night. On the yellow footprints to teach him how to stand. The yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. Yellow footprint, where so many stood before. Yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. In 13 weeks can seem so long, but it's always darkest before dawn. And he remembers that night on the yellow footprint. Teach him how to stand. The yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. The yellow footprint, where so many stood before. The yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. He was looking for.
It's a song called Grace.
Said, or maybe something that you read. a spoken word, maybe something that you heard. Can you tell me? Was it when you first held your child, or the first time that they smiled? Did it make you want to live a better life, free of sorrow, guilt, and strife? Was it when you had to let someone go, a time of deep despair and woe? A single day, a moment at bay, can you tell me? Of a gun, saying goodbye to your only son. After a night filled with terror and fright, when a loved one could no longer fight. Or did it come naturally, a mother's ashes cast to eternity? Peace of mind, I know we will find, but can you tell me? Can you tell me, when did you find your faith? And is it something you still carry with you today? Can you tell me, do you still
can you go have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't miss out on some of the Steamworks creative shows, including the Steamworks Sessions every Tuesday night from 7:30 to 10, hosted by Mary Lou Scherter. It'll feature an artist and an open stage. This weekend, Dave, Pappy, and Joe from The Cause will be there Friday, May 11th. Tickets are $15 advance, $20 at the door if available. And on Saturday, May 12th, an evening with Bill Toms. Check out steamworkscreative.com for more information. Don't miss out on some of the dates upcoming for Washboard Tony. Tuesday, May 22nd from 7 to 9 at Cooper Station. Also, he'll be at Cummings Coffee West on Friday of that week, May 25th. Great way to kick off your Memorial Day weekend. That'll begin at 7. And Saturday, May 26th, he'll visit the Butler Farmers Market beginning at 10:30 a.m. A Songwriters in the Round session this week includes Vit DiBacco. That'll be at Mr. Small's Funhouse this Thursday night, May 10th. It gets underway at 8 o'clock. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, the Rock Done Right Tour stop in May is a very special event coming to the American Legion Post in Lindora, as you've heard here tonight. It's a benefit concert for Robin's Home, for supportive housing for women's veterans and their children. Free admission, with six different acts performing at the Lindora American Legion Friday, May 18th, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Please consider stopping by and paying a visit.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. Our final segment brought to you by P&W Construction. And we appreciate Mary and Lindsay visiting with us tonight to get us pumped up about Robin's Home and hopefully getting you fired up about coming up and joining in on the cause on May 18th. That's a Friday night, and the event is going to run from 5 to 11 at the Lindor American Legion. A great facility. We've had a benefit there before to help out the fundraising for the Memorial Wall, the Vietnam Wall. It was just up there for the Butler County Sports Hall of Fame banquet. We moved it from the Days Inn up to the Lindor Legion, and had more than enough room. It was great. It's just a nice facility, and they really, really take care of you up there. They've got a great auxiliary and good people. So it's going to be a great night to help out the cause that night.
And can't stress enough that the donation at the door is voluntary. If you're coming home from work, I mean, we're starting at 5 o'clock. If you're getting off work and you can't stay long, we just want you to pop in, walk through the door, check out what's going on, learn what Robin's Home is about, spend 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. Just be a part of it. This is going to be a vital part of the community, and we just want you to come check it out. And if you want to stay with us all night long, we got you covered there, too.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, this is an actual facility that is already there. The money that is being raised this night is going to continue to help the cause, because they're hard at work on it and hoping to get that thing open here by the first of the summer here.
Yeah, that money stays right here in Butler.
It's a Butler County home helping Butler County veterans, women veterans. And so I certainly hope you'll come out and support the cause. So we'll see you that night. And, of course, don't forget Band Jam. Tickets are on sale. If you buy your tickets ahead of time, they're $20 a piece for those 18 and older. 17 and under get in free. If you wait until the gate, it's going to cost you $5 more. So I'd say save yourself $5. Put that into, contributing to your case of beer cause or whatever, buying a sandwich because we'll have some food trucks there, or spending it in the Cooper's Lake store because they got some awesome stuff there. And there's a few bags of ice right there for the money you're going to save if you buy your tickets pre-sale.
And official Band Jam t-shirts. Yep. Can't forget that.
Yeah, the folks from Apparel Custom Prints are going to be on hand, and they'll take care of the shirts on the spot this year at the Band Jam. So going to be awesome to enjoy a lot of great music and camaraderie and friendship and enjoy Cooper's Lake, the beautiful facility for the Band Jam. July 13th through the 15th, if you go to thebandjam.com, that'll take you to a site that'll give you everything you need to know. Let's play a couple more tunes, and in fact, just this week, got some new information from Justin Fabus. Has a new album that is going to be coming out June 22nd. This will be kind of a full-length debut nationally for Justin, called Remedy. And we've got the title track. And, in fact, you can actually pre-order that album as of now for its release in June. If you go to theboot.com, you can find out more information there. And the pretty cool part of this, too, Justin has done a number of songs in the past, but has used some studio musicians. This album actually is including the guys he tours with. Miguel Garcia is one of those. He's the guitarist. He'll be a part of it. Austin Ochagai, Travis Butler, Ryan Yanks, Joe Minor, all part of the recording. So that's pretty cool stuff. Very well connected. If you've seen Justin play, you know these guys.
You know, it's funny. I've been throwing up throwbacks to past episodes on our Facebook page. And just here a couple weeks ago was one when we had Justin Fabus in the band. And he talks about the recording process and his band and everything from his previous CD. So, yeah, he's been making a lot of noise.
Really has. So we wish him well. Good noise. Yeah. We'll play the title track from the album The Remedy from Justin Fabus.
Okay, and I follow that up with another local band that's got some good news to announce. That is After the Fall. They have just recently signed a deal with Extreme Management LEK Productions out of Nashville. So hopefully that is just a step in the right direction, and because they put out some great music.
Yeah. And, they have.
This is going to be a big step for them. And Say we play the song, Remember the Time. Take the show out.
Oh, I love that song. All right, let's do it. And we'll talk to you again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock, and play local music for you on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. When we say a better deal, we mean it. Spring into Honda North today and test drive the 2018 Odyssey. Named the best minivan for the money by U.S. News. Buying or leasing, we've got a better deal waiting for you at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Greetings. Give me that funny feeling in my tummy.